good afternoon, or morning, depending where you're at. Certainly a good afternoon here in New England. Finally got some sun out after about 4 or 5 days straight of nonstop rain again. I feel like I'm living in London or in Seattle or something. It's been crazy, just madness. And speaking of mad weather, we got a great guest on today, guys. Jerry Smith, the author of a very interesting book on weather modification. That's what we'll be talking about the next 2 hours. Before I introduce him, though, let me go over our announcements for today. Once again, a reminder, we're still conducting the pledge drive here at RBN. In order to keep this great programming on the air for you guys, we're asking you to please either call in or write in with your donations, send your checks in. Can really use some help here to pay some bills. You can do that by calling 800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719. Or you can send your check, money order, whatever, to RBN office, 1015 South Mays, that's M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, that's RBN office, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And, of course, if you want to call in during the broadcast, during the interview today, you've got questions or comments about weather modification technology, scalar weapons, chemtrails, you name it. We're going to be covering it today. You can do that by dialing 800-313-9443. Again, that's 800-313-9443. Just to let you know, I'm now offering my books at a much cheaper rate. Up until Friday, I was offering them at $30 a piece. That's the lowest I could get with the local printer. But now I'm loaded up on Lulu.com. Those of you who aren't familiar with that, you need to get familiar, especially if you're an author. Well, even if you're not an author, you can find some very interesting books on there that you just can't find anywhere else. That's Lulu.com. Just go on there and you can search by title or by my name. Just type in Charles Giuliani. That's Giuliani. And you'll see my book, Piercing the Fog of 9/11. It's now being sold there for $14.82, printed copy. Or you can get the downloadable version for only $6.25. I also have my New World Disorder book there for $16.64, printed copy. Or the downloadable version for $6.25. So you can't go wrong there, that these books are packed with information, everything you need to know to expose 9/11 as the inside job that it was, and to expose this monstrously evil plot that's been going on for a very long time now, pushing us into a fascist totalitarian system of world government. That's the New World Disorder book. So again, you can search for them by title, New World Disorder, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, or simply by typing in my name, Charles Giuliani. It'll come up at lulu.com, L-U-L-U. Also uploaded, I'm going to have more books in the future, but also uploaded is my book, Church Inc., which exposes the corruption of organized religion. Find out why I got fired years ago in my more gullible days as a theology major when I was working as a student pastor. Best thing that ever happened to me, by the way. But if you want to know why I got fired, that's one of the big reasons right there, exposing the corruption of organized religion. Also, I have another book called Does God Destroy? I think you'll find it pretty interesting. These hucksters that portray God as an angry, vengeful deity that says, do what I say or I'm going to kill you, are taking you for a ride. That's their attitude, not God's. So anyways, if you're interested in any of these titles, again, go to lulu.com, lulu.com. And you can find those publications. All right. I think I covered mostly everything I wanted to say, except to remind you, this Thursday, guys, on The View, Rosie O'Donnell, God bless her, she's going to be having the makers of Loose Change, along with Willie Rodriguez, the last survivor to have been pulled out of the WTC debris, talking about the problems with the official 9/11 story. This is on mainstream TV. This is going to be a major breaking event. You don't want to miss it. That's going to be Thursday on The View. Stick with us. We'll be right back with Jerry Smith talking about weather modification. Stick with us.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Before I introduce our guest, I just want to mention a friend of mine, good friend of mine. I mentioned his website before. I want to plug it again. He's got some great videos on there about, well, you name it, New World Order, weather modification, 9/11, all kinds of government corruption exposure videos and other resources. You go to ccc-media.110mb.com. Again, that's ccc-media.110mb.com. Great website, great source for all kinds of information, all kinds of videos, documentaries, you name it. So you want to check that out. Also, our email, I wanted to mention, if anybody had any comments, suggestions, questions, positive, negative, I don't care. You can send them on to me at Truth Hurts Radio, and that's H-E-R-T-Z, Truth Hurts Radio at AOL.com. Drop a message anytime, and I will get back to you. All right, with no further ado, let me go ahead and introduce our guest. We have, again, Mr. Jerry Smith, author of a very interesting book. I'm about halfway through it now. Very informative, a lot of new material in there that I had never seen before. I've researched weather modification myself in the past quite a bit, but a lot of new material brought me up to date. I didn't realize so much had been going on in recent years in this regard, as far as actual legislation. So welcome to the show, Jerry. Glad to have you on.
Well, hi. Good to be with you.
Yeah, I must say I'm embarrassed how far behind behind the times I was. I hadn't realized that Kucinich, I had heard of the Kucinich piece of legislation, but I never actually looked into it. He comes right out and mentions chemtrails in there, doesn't he?
Yes, chemtrails, and he doesn't mention HAARP by name, but he dances around it with a number of buzz phrases like mind control. So he was pretty much up to speed, indeed running well ahead of the pack as far as mainstream legislators are concerned.
He almost sounds like a paranoid conspiracy theorist.
He does indeed. He does indeed. He definitely is on the extreme liberal end of things, and he's one of the good guys on the extreme liberal end of things, I think. You know,
yeah, very impressive.
You know, his Space Preservation Act would have not only required that we didn't put any weapons in space, but it required that if we did have any surreptitiously already installed, we have to bring them down. And the president was required by the act to go to Congress every 2 months and tell Congress the state of space, and do it forever, just to keep the legislators in the loop that we really were keeping space peaceful.
So obviously that one didn't get passed.
No, it went through a major revision and virtually it was gutted, and then it never got out of committee.
Well, you know, honestly, even if it did, do you really think that these scoundrels that are playing these games would even go by it?
Not bloody likely. Not bloody likely. And
there
again,
was
the way that Uncle Sam has found how to get around congressional oversight is by going to civilian contractors. And you mentioned how at the beginning that you were so startled with how much is going on these days, and it's going on in the U.S. entirely through civilian contractors. Let me give you an example. Weather Modification Incorporated is one of the largest companies in the U.S. doing this. Weather Modification Incorporated is based in Fargo, North Dakota. They have clients across the country and around the world where they're doing hail suppression in Argentina, hail suppression on the western Great Plains, I think mostly Oklahoma, snowpack enhancement for the ski resorts in Sun Valley, Idaho, cloud seeding in several places such as Nevada. Curiously, the United States got caught using weather as a weapon during the Vietnam War, and I'm sure we're going to come back to talking about this later.
Oh, yeah, Ho Chi Minh Trail, yeah.
In Project Popeye was an attempt to expand the monsoon season and by cloud seeding over the Ho Chi Minh Trail so as to turn the Viet Cong resupply route into a hopeless quagmire of mud. In 2005, one of the senior scientists at Weather Modification Incorporated went on Art Bell's Coast to Coast AM and outed himself as having been one of the senior scientists in Operation Popeye.
Yeah, I mean, this stuff is admitted. You can go to China Lake's website, folks, and they boast about it. They don't hide it. This is the weapons development facility for the U.S. Navy. They don't hide it.
Yeah, and this is hilarious in that I've been to China Lakes, and China Lakes is in the middle of California's high dead desert out in the Mojave, north and east of Edwards. And it is, you know, it is a dry lake bed, and its primary purpose is submarine weapon testing, which I think is absolutely hilarious. It was the Navy who developed the most successful techniques for using for making silver iodide work as a cloud seeding device. Dr. Bernard Vonnegut, little brother of famed novelist Kurt Vonnegut Jr., came up with silver iodide as the optimum cloud seeding material, but it was the Navy that figured out how to make it work.
Well, you know, cloud seeding almost seems primitive now in comparison with some of the other techniques that they're utilizing. Do you see these privatized companies working in conjunction with things like HAARP and maybe satellite-based facilities as well?
Absolutely. It's hard to get the specifics on it because they very seldom mention these connections, but occasionally it will turn up, and there have been several private companies involved in HAARP, particularly the MITRE Corporation. And the MITRE Corporation, which is a not-for-profit R&D company is the home base to the Jason Defense Group. And the Jason Defense Group is the highest level military think tank in the U.S. And it's composed of private citizen scientists working on various government projects. And their office is in the is down the hall from the head office of the MITRE Corporation. And MITRE did the hopelessly flawed environmental impact study on HAARP.
Now, would you say that I'm sure you know about the Gwen Towers, right?
Oh, absolutely. Ground wave emergency network.
Right. Now, does that work in conjunction with, say, like satellite based equipment, you know, pretty much to pinpoint anywhere on the planet where they want to engage in this kind of activity?
Your guess is as good as mine. I have read a lot of stuff about Gwen, and mostly what I've read is that the people who have looked at it, who were not immediately involved in the project, look at it and say, what these guys say they're doing can't possibly be what they're doing, and offer several scenarios as to what it might be.
You don't think they'd lie to us, do you?
Of course. The
question is, when do they tell us the truth? That's the question.
Yeah. Maybe when they close their mouths.
Yeah, right.
Gwen supposedly, I mean, Gwen are these towers. They're 300 feet high and have 299 copper cables running from them down into the ground and going out in a big circle, going out in a big straight lines out from the tower, like an eighth of a mile in all directions. Massive installations that are supposedly designed to produce extremely low frequency ground waves. That's why it's called Gwen. That generates these ground waves, and according to the official specs, this thing is a doomsday device in that it generates a signal on a regular basis, and depending on which handout you read, it's every 20 minutes or every hour or every 2 hours, something like that. And this signal basically says, I have not been nuked. I'm still here. I have not been nuked. I'm still here. And that if the signal doesn't go out, then America's nuclear launch ICBMs are supposed to come online and say, "Oh, Gwen isn't talking to us. The Ruskies got us. Launch." And I don't know any civilian scientist who's looked at the Gwen project and said that would work.
Very, very bizarre. You know, there's so much to talk about. I want to come back to this after the break, but before we go to the break, we got one coming up in a few minutes here. You said that you were actually at the China Lake facility. Did you get a tour? I mean, do you actually go in there? Or?
No, I've never been in. I've been at the front gate a couple of dozen times. I live, the last 20 years, I've lived in Reno, Nevada, and my parents lived in Southern California, and the direct route between them is U.S. 395, and 395 takes you within a shoulder-fired missile distance of China Lake, and occasionally we've gone into the town and, you know, had a hamburger at McDonald's while going up and down the road.
Did you get a warm sharpshooter greeting when you... Wow, so you're actually there, right in the heart of the beast.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of bases you can get up to the front the front gate on. The wild thing about HAARP is you can actually go inside because somebody stole the front gate. I think this is an absolutely hilarious story.
Really?
Yeah. The first book on HAARP was Nick Begich's and Gene Manning's Angels Don't Play This HAARP, Advances in Tablet Technology.
I remember
and
that, yeah.
Right after, when that book came out, it had a big photograph of the front gate and this giant sign that said that this is an installation of the Department of Defense and is jointly operated by the Air Force and the Navy, and had the logos for all these organizations on it. Well, after the book came out, somebody went and stole the sign. Now, that really pissed off the University of Alaska, who's responsible for the project, so they fired the rent-a-cop, and then they came back and stole the gate.
Wow. No surveillance cameras at the time? That's pretty strange.
No. So, I mean, they wanted to appear to be civilian science, so they make it look all warm and fuzzy.
Wow. I tell you what, folks, you don't want to miss this. Stick with us. We'll be right back with some more interesting revelations about weather modification.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
They stole the sign from Harp. Gee, I'm going to check eBay later and see if I can purchase that. That would be an interesting little thing to hang up on my wall. I wonder who did that. That is too funny. Any theories on who was behind that?
No, I assume it's somebody local in Alaska who thought it would be amusing, but I don't know anybody in Alaska other than Nick Begich.
That's too funny.
Actually, I got a friend in Nome who I haven't spoken to in about 20 years, but I doubt if he did it.
Sounds like something I would have done back in my teen years. I'll tell you, you're really taking your life in your hands, literally, nowadays. These people are, I mean, it's like Nazi Germany.
It is very odd these days, and it just gets odder.
Do you suppose there's any connection? Of course, Area 51 goes back. Well, no, come to think of it, Area 51 goes back to about the time when they really were whipping this into high gear. They began this stuff back in the 40s, didn't they, weather modification research, at least according to China Lake.
Well, to be honest, it goes back a whole lot further. The very first patents granted by the United States Patent Office were granted in 1880.
Wow.
It started with the U.S. Civil War. During the Civil War, people recognized or noticed, observed that after great battles came great rainstorms. And there was a number of theories put forward to explain this phenomena, and one of the theories was the concussion theory. Now, the guy who came up with the concussion theory was a Confederate general who ran an artillery battery. So he had sort of a vested interest in concussion. He got a patent. He was either the first or second patent granted. The U.S. Department of Agriculture invested $20,000 in testing out his theory in 1890. Now, $20,000 doesn't sound like much today, but in 1890 it would have the buying power of about $250,000. So
sure.
This is the federal government being serious about testing this. And the testing succeeded. They did make rain. And so the federal government gave the stamp of, you know, this can, under the right circumstances, actually work to artificial rainmaking. And then immediately after that was the craze of rainmakers in the 1890s, in that the western plains, particularly Nebraska, Oklahoma, Kansas, were caught in drought in 93, 94, 95, 96. It was pretty bad. And a veritable army of rainmakers with a variety of bizarre ideas and equipment showed up, and some successfully produced rain. And that began the, to this day, unresolved litigation on the subject. Because if I make it rain where I am, and you're downwind of me, and you don't get rain and I do, have I stolen your rain? Do you have standing against me? Can you sue me for having stolen your rain? And how much of your rain did I steal? What kind of quantitative numbers can we put on this? What's the actual amount of damages I did to you? And this this has been in the United States courts for 130 years and still has to be resolved. And part of that is that the mainstream meteorology, mainstream science, is only willing to admit that under some circumstances, there's a small possibility that you might be able to induce rain artificially over a very small area if you try really hard. And this is one of the great contradictions in the global warming debate, in that the mainstream science are saying that mankind has incredible power to alter the climate and yet can't do squat about the weather. Explain me.
Well,
that
it's
one.
Like the hurricanes too. They admit, you know, as you know, Bill Clinton's Secretary of Defense Cohen there admitted that they can abate storms. Well, if that's the case, then why aren't they doing that with, you know, Katrina, for example?
Well, Katrina is a classic case. Katrina may have been an example of too many cooks. Katrina may have been an example of two teams. One firing the hurricane into the city, and the other team trying to push it off. You notice at the very last moment, just as it was about to make landfall, it did an abrupt right turn and went down the coast instead of coming on shore, dead on the city. And
that
may indicate that there was some human action managed to get a hold of the thing in the last possible moment.
Interesting. So Bush was saying, no, let's take the city out. Who do you think was saying, let's save it?
Oh, boy, I hate to speculate. In the book we're talking about, Weather Warfare, the Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature, the book is 400 pages long, and yes, it does involve a lot of what sounds like wild and crazy theories, but I kept it to what I could prove. And I kept speculation to an absolute minimum because I didn't want to get carried away in speculation. I wanted to be able to make this as mainstream as possible and get and stay credible.
Right. Well, I mean, there's a lot of evidence. I'm sure you know this. Bush toured the damaged areas after Katrina, and his response was, wow, it's incredible. It looks like some powerful secret weapon was set off here. He actually said that.
I wouldn't be surprised. There are some very odd things about this, and it's not in the book because it is so weird, but if there is a website called Who's It, that when you go there, it will tell you who owns any given website and when the website was launched and who paid for it and what their mailing address is and what country it's based in and so forth. And at Who's It, the Bush-Clinton Katrina Relief Fund website was taken out 2 months before Katrina hit.
Well, isn't that interesting? Oh, so many coincidences, just like 9/11. All right, folks, going to take another break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
And we are back here on True Threats Radio with your host, Charlie Giuliani. We have Jerry Smith as our guest, talking about weather modification. For the break, we were talking about Katrina and some of the strange occurrences revolving around that. I'm sure you heard about what was picked up by CERI over in, was it Memphis?
I don't understand.
It's called the Center for Earthquake Research and Information, CERI.
Okay.
And when Katrina passed over, they noticed an unusual phenomenon that they had only witnessed one time before this, a year before with Hurricane Charley. They noticed what they called extremely low frequency vibrations of the Earth's crust generated by the earthquake, by the hurricane as it passed over. And now again, the following year, they noticed it with Katrina.
Those are probably markers of it being steered using electromagnetic waves.
Right, ELF radiation.
Exactly. Now, I open the book with a quote that is very cogent to this. This is from U.S. Secretary of Defense William S. Cohen. Secretary of Defense Cohen gave the keynote address at a conference on terrorism, weapons of mass destruction, and U.S. strategy in 1997, and this comes from the Q&A following his talk. So you can take this, since he was speaking in his official capacity, you can take this as an understanding of the United States government. So in 1997, the United States government believed, quote, others are engaging even in an eco type of terrorism, whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes, remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. It's real, and that's the reason why we have to intensify our efforts. And my book is a 400-page examination of whether or not that statement is true. And I conclude that it is true, and the reason he knew it to be true is because while he said others have these technologies, he was actually meaning he his own bad self had it. That is, Uncle Sam has this in our arsenal.
Well, I mean, think about it. Who else could he be talking about? What other nation has the expertise, the technology, the funding, the equipment? It's just ridiculous, except, obviously Russia has done this too. But how many other nations...
Let me answer that. There are high-tech ways of doing it through electromagnetic waves, and there are low-tech ways of doing it. We were talking about cloud seeding, and you're right. Dr. Bernard Vonnegut in 1946 discovered cloud seeding using silver iodide, and to this day, his technique for doing it is the standard of the industry. Now, right now, that's being done not just in the Western Plains by Weather Modification Incorporated, but across China. And indeed, Business Week magazine, and you can hardly get much more mainstream than Business Week, Business Week reported in 2005 that the Chinese government was spending $40 million a year and had 35,000 people employed full-time in weather management. Now, this weather management is defined as cloud seeding, storm fronts, so as to tease more precipitation out of storms so as to relieve droughts, fog dispersal from airports, and hail suppression. Now, notice that North Korea is downwind of China. The weather that goes to North Korea passes over China first. China has been aggressively massaging and manipulating its weather for a decade. And North Korea has been in a drought for a decade. This could just be a case of bad neighboring, in which China has been accidentally stealing North Korea's rain. It's probably not entirely accidental. This is one way of forcing your intentions upon your neighbors, is if you can drown your neighbors or steal their rain so that you starve them, they will do pretty much what you want. And North Korea has been following China's political dictates and buying Chinese food for some time now.
Is there some way that we could develop some type of equipment that can actually monitor these signals and trace them to their source? Has any effort ever been done to actually do that? I mean, you ought to be able to. These must be powerful signals that they're sending.
If it is being done, it is not being done in the public sector. This requires some very sophisticated, very expensive equipment. And I don't know of anybody in the private sector who is willing to admit to doing this. And, of course...
I mean, you'd have to know the exact signal that they are, quote, broadcasting anyway, right? It's like a radio. You'd have to know what station. It would be very difficult.
Right. This did turn up back 20, 30 years ago in the Russian woodpecker. Now, the ham radio operators were constantly being pissed off by having their transmissions scrambled, screwed with the signal coming in, and it sounded like a woodpecker. It was a series of quick taps and then pause, quick taps, pause, just like a woodpecker. And ham radio operators triangulating on it discovered it was coming from Russia. Now, the Russians never did admit to what it was they were doing. The U.S. government proclaimed it to be an over-the-horizon radar system. It came online in 1976 and went offline after the Chernobyl nuclear disaster, because the Chernobyl reactor was the primary energy source for that system, whatever that system was. And a number of folks have written about it and are convinced that it was intended to either manipulate weather or mind control over North America.
Well, what do you think about the whale beachings? Do you see a connection there? Because they, of course, use radar to navigate the seas.
A connection in that it's military and it's arrogant and it's ignorant. It's a different technology entirely. Starting in the late 80s, the the U.S. Navy brought online a new generation of sonar, that it's an audio signal. It's not a radio signal. But this audio signal is some unimaginable number, like 5 million times louder than the previous sonar. In one test, a submarine off the coast of California, just outside of Coronado Bay, pinged, and it was picked up, heard clearly at Diego Garcia, an island in the middle of the Indian Ocean on the opposite side of the planet. When I was, I spoke in the Bahamas in 2000, and there was a major wave of marine mammals beaching themselves just before and while I got there, and the U.S. Navy was doing war games in the Bahamas, and were pinging with this new generation of nasty noise, and the animals in the ocean were literally climbing out of the ocean to get away from the noise. And
wow.
The marine mammals that were beached, they did autopsies on and found that their internal cavities had massively hemorrhaged from this noise.
These people have no regard, not only for animals, but humans. They just don't care. They don't care what the negative consequences are. In fact, their whole intention is sinister to begin with.
I agree. In fact, I wrote about it at great length in my first book, HARP, The Ultimate Weapon of the Conspiracy, in which the last chapter covered the Kennedy investigation into service member trials. Following Gulf War I, you know, there was all these service members who came back with a mysterious disease that's been called Gulf War Syndrome.
Right.
And Congress launched an investigation into it, and Kennedy discovered that for the last 50 years, the DOD had been experimenting on service members, often without their knowledge, often putting them into, leading them to believe they were testing one thing when indeed they were testing another. A classic example from World War II is they were told they were testing tropical clothing, and yet they were testing the effects of Lewisite on the human body.
60,000 people, in fact, it came out in 1999, World War II vets. They were told not to even tell their wives.
Yes, yes. It is a great crime. I mean, it is a truly great crime. It is great in that it is huge in numbers, and it is a crime in that the Nuremberg Tribunal, after World War II, established what is known as the Nuremberg Code, and I write about this at some length in HARP, The Ultimate Weapon of the Conspiracy, and that the Nuremberg Code clearly states that if a human being is going to be used as a guinea pig in a scientific experiment, that human being has to have informed consent. That is, they have to be informed as to what's going on and give their consent. And they have to be fully informed, not just halfway informed. They have to know everything about the experiment and what is likely to happen to them before they give their consent. Now, right now, as we speak, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of open-air experiments, earth, sea, and air, taking place around us in which scientists are tinkering with our planet, and they have not sent us a memo. They have achieved our consent on doing this.
I'm sure you know about Bill Clinton's admission back in, I think it was 1995. He said that the government for decades had been experimenting with people unbeknownst to them without the knowledge or consent with radiation. And this was being done, in major hospitals and universities. I mean, it's unbelievable. Tell you what, we've got a caller. But you know, it's only evil when other countries do it, though, right? When we do it, it's okay. I mean, we can torture and that's okay, right?
There are a large number of people working for our and other governments who should be strung up. According to the Nuremberg Tribunal, they should be hung. There are tens of thousands of scientists and bureaucrats right now who should be doing Waltzing Matilda.
The hypocrisy is disgusting. They can do it and get away. And they, when they do it, it's far worse than any other country that they point fingers at, you know. They want to take out Saddam for weapons of mass destruction that he didn't have, but they're pumping $10 billion a year into research and development for more weapons of mass destruction. I mean, it's just astonishing. Tell you what, we got a caller, James from Rhode Island. James, welcome to the show.
Hi, Charles.
Yeah.
Hi, great show. I'm just calling to let you know, years ago, about 2001, I think it was, on a show called Lou Gentili, he usually talks about ghosts, hunting, hauntings, and all this crazy, you know, and UFOs. Well, this one night, this one guy was on. He said he was a whistleblower, and he blew the whistle on the chemtrails. He said they were spraying soybean oil, and he said they call it mayonnaising the sky. And he said he was told at first that it was to stave off global warming. And then a little while later, as he was doing it for a little bit, like 6 months or something like that, he realized it wasn't doing that. He realized what it was doing. And so he stopped doing it. But anyway, it's soybean oil. And if you think about it, it's the cheapest way to do everything. Because I've been researching ever since then, and if you know, they say barium and aluminum is in it, and fungus or bacteria, right?
Yeah, I know barium is a very nasty toxin. It causes swelling of the brain, and it actually affects all your major organs. It's just nasty stuff, and here we are breathing it in.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's like a natural thing in pollution, from what I found out. Barium and aluminum is a natural thing in pollution, and from what I'm gathering is this is gathering the soybean oil. Is gathering the pollution, you know, it's bringing it down to earth so fast. And the bacteria, now what would rotten soybean oil turn into? You know, I don't know.
It almost well, I've even heard of blood, what is it, blood plasma or blood cells, Jerry, that they're also mixing in with this?
Oh, good. I was wondering when you'd get around to me. I have 100 pages in the book on this subject. I have been researching it for more than a decade now.
I haven't got that yet.
No. It's hard to reduce 100 pages into a couple of quick sound bites, but let me take a stab at it. There are two major factors taking place. Persistent contrails are one thing, and secretive spraying programs are another thing, and they're not necessarily the same thing. What I can prove is that global warming is a major concern among activist scientists who are convinced that something has to be done right now about it. Several of the world's major scientific bodies have looked into what can be done about global warming, and the two basic camps are reduction of emissions, which is the Kyoto Protocols. That's the mainstream, and then the secondary stream, the sidebar to it, is mitigation. Rather than stopping the emissions, find a way to balance out the problems of the emissions.
And did you have another comment, James?
Excuse me?
Did you have another comment that you wanted to make?
Yeah. From what I found out, like I say, they're causing the global warming by the soybean oil itself. With the soy, wherever you have oil and water, does not mix, right? So wherever they're spraying like crazy, you're not going to have rain, or it's going to be very little rain. I've been taking notes on this ever since 2001 now, and keeping track of the weather. And sure enough, and when they spray like hell, it doesn't rain, or it just barely drizzles or whatever. And you look on the other side of the country, and it's raining like bejesus. But sure enough, and to me, I think. Estrogen, pure estrogen. Soybean oil is pure estrogen, supposedly. You ask any doctor, you know. So one way, look, they're talking about the bees now. Now, how are you going to screw up the bees? You know, put acid, pure acid. That's like pure acid. You know, soybean oil is really bad. I mean, I know for years.
Jerry, do you see a connection, Jerry, with what's going on with the bees and this activity?
The connection I see to the bees is more linked to electromagnetic waves, that is, radio. A team of British scientists discovered that if you take a cell phone next to a beehive, the bees will stay away from the hive until you take the cell phone away.
Wow.
One more thing I can tell you. I play in rock and roll shows and stuff like this, and they, you know, smoke machines a lot of times they use. And, well, I looked at the ingredients in the smoke machine, and sure enough, soybean oil is the main ingredient. And I've been outside where I used to run early in the morning until I found all this stuff out. And sure enough, I'd smell it, like the sweetness a little bit, in the morning. And there have been times actually where we've gone out in the morning and we've seen like filaments, like, like as if they're not dissolved, like hairs, like almost from like a mimosa tree.
And I just found out yesterday, I didn't realize that the chemtrails actually have a tangible substance to them. I thought that it was just a vapor of some kind, but they actually have found strands of this stuff. Huh? It has a...
Yeah. Soybeans, it'd be soybean. And if you look at it all the time, it's red. If you look at the trails a lot of times, and when it's cloudy, it's always red. And if you know, soybean oil has a red tint to it. And anyways.
Okay, yeah, thanks for your call, James. I want to give... our guest here a chance to comment on some of this stuff. Appreciate your call. Yeah, so there is a tangible substance to this, Jerry, isn't there? I didn't realize that. You can actually, in some cases, find these strands, these web-like...
Yes, indeed. They're often found on people's cars, hoods and windscreens.
It's like that canned string there. What do they call that? Silly string or something. It seems to have that same consistency. All right, stick with us, folks. We'll be right back with some more interesting info. Don't go away.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
So we're back here on True Threats Radio with your host, Charlie Giuliani. We have Jerry Smith on as our guest. Wow, we could spend a good 5 hours on this topic and not even scratch the surface. Tell you what, Jerry, before we launch back into this intense discussion, I wanted you to plug any website you have and also to talk about the conference that's coming up in California.
Okay, my website is jerryesmith.com. That's Jerry with a J, J-E-R-R-Y-E-S-M-I-T-H.com. Lots of information there about all of my writings. You can get the book from there, from Adventures Unlimited Press at adventuresunlimitedpress.com. And I'll give you a 1-800 number. Grab your pencils and paper. 1-800-718-4514. That's 1-800-718-4514. Operators are standing by. And personally, I would prefer if you would go to your local bookstore and get it at your local bookstore. That will help to support your local bookstore. It will keep your money in your community and will encourage the bookstore to shelf, to stock and restock the book so that others will see it. And the more people who see it, even if they don't buy it, if they're just thinking about it, the more people thinking is a good thing for all of us. Now, I'm going to be speaking at ConspiracyCon in San Jose, California, this coming weekend, May 26 and 27. I'm going to be speaking on Saturday morning, the 26th, at ConspiracyCon, San Jose, California, at the Doubletree Hotel in downtown San Jose.
Yeah, they offered me a free press pass. I would have loved to have gone, but I got a single parent here with kids. I couldn't really break away, but... Yeah, it sounds like I'm going to be missing out on something really good there. That's anybody can make that conference. You want to go? This is going to be great. There's going to be a lot of booths there. A lot of big names. I take it are going to be there, huh?
Dr. Leonard Horowitz, G. Edward Griffin, Marshall Summers, Stuart
Swallow,
Steve Heffling, Dave Von Kleist,
oh, great.
Thomas, Joe Bannister, Ashley Mote, who is a member of the European Parliament, who will be speaking about the dangers of the EU, and myself.
Wow. Big names. Yeah, I got G. Edward Griffin coming on, actually, another week or two. Great stuff. And by the way, anybody who isn't familiar with Adventures Unlimited Press, you need to become familiar with it. That they produce some of the most fascinating books. I'm a major fan of the founder, David Childress. In fact, I want to be having him on the show. He's written some just mind-boggling, incredible. I love his heretic history books.
He has a new one coming out. Mystery of the Olmecs is at the printer now.
Yeah, I saw that. I definitely want to get that one. He's just done tremendous work on alternative views of ancient history, about advanced technology. Anyway, that's another whole subject, but just fascinating stuff.
Right.
Adventures Unlimited.
You can get our free catalog by calling 1-800-718-4514. 1-800-718-4514. Pam and Laurie are waiting for your call.
Yeah, guys, you got to get that catalog. Your eyes are going to pop out when you see this stuff. I mean, there's documentaries, you know, DVDs, there's videos, there's books, there's all kinds of... I get it all the time. I've been getting it for years. I think since the early 90s I've been on you guys' mailing list. Anyway, so we were talking about... I wanted to ask you what you think some of the applications that chemtrails are being put to. I think, obviously, they have multiple functions.
Well, there have been literally... thousands, if not tens of thousands, of intentional atmospheric releases since the 1950s. From the 1950s to the 1970s, the atmospheric releases were mostly intended to mark the sky so they could see how the dynamics of the upper atmosphere worked.
We're going to take another quick break. Hold that thought, and we'll pick it up from there, folks, when we get back. Stick with us.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there.